This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The COVID-19 pandemic and a fly took center stage to the vice presidential debate in Utah. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The one and only vice presidential debate began with the Trump administration's response to COVID-19. Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris called it a failure.
When you're looking at over 210,000 dead bodies in our country, American lives that have been lost.
Vice President Mike Pence challenged her contention their response hasn't worked.
That's a great disservice. The sacrifices the American people have made.
Harris blasted the president for his leaked tax reports and his refusal to condemn white supremacists, which Pence denied. As for racial protests,
there's no excuse for what happened to George Floyd. Justice will be served. But there's also no excuse for the rioting and looting.
This was a far more respectful encounter than the presidential debate, but the internet was abuzz because a fly had landed on the vice president's head. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office at the White House Wednesday, just 2 days after being released from a medical facility after being diagnosed with COVID-19. In a video released on his Twitter account, the president thanked his doctors and praised the experimental antibody treatment he received at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Earlier Wednesday, Mr. Trump's doctor said the president continues to make progress in his recovery, does not have a fever, and has been symptom-free for more than 24 hours. However, returning to work goes against the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's guidelines, which say that the individual should stay isolated for 10 days after symptom onset. More than 20 people in the president's inner circle have tested positive for the virus. This is VOA.